Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Hi. You charged my account $57, and I did not authorize that. I don't know what this is.
May I have your zip code?
Zip code 60423.
And the first and last name?
Janelle Rudish.
What was that first and last name, ma'am?
First name's Janelle. Last name's Rudish, R-U-D-I-S-H.
And can you verify the shipping address for me?
7831 West Laurel Drive, Frankfort, Illinois.
One moment. Okay, I do see that you put in for the KitchenAid. By doing so, you were enrolled into the online membership for the Online Savings Club, which is what the charge is for.
Okay, I want to cancel that and get a refund.
Okay, I can do a 35% refund back on the charge.
35?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I need 100%.
Okay, ma'am, the highest I can do as a courtesy is 50%.
No, that's unacceptable because I did not authorize that.
It was agreed to one of those terms and conditions when you ordered, ma'am.
Well, that was I kind of got scammed into that, so no.
Okay, no, ma'am. As I've stated, the highest I can do is a 50% refund.
Fine, do the 50% and I'll take it further up.
Okay, ma'am, that account has been canceled.
And how much is the refund?
Okay, ma'am, being that you said that there was a dispute, you will need to call back in with the bank on the line so they can verify that the dispute is being dropped, and then we'll be able to process the refund.
Wait a minute. Say that again?
Being that there's a dispute, you'll need to call back with the bank on the line so they can verify that the dispute is being dropped so that we can process a refund.
No, I'm disputing with you. I didn't call the bank. I'm calling you. Refund the 50%. $56.99
plus the $7.99. It'll be just for the latest charge. Of the
$56.95.
That's for the entry that you enter into.
What a scam. Holy shit.
Okay, ma'am. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. Thank you for calling customer support.